and welcome to episode 101 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of. I feel like we're starting over with the numbers so I can remember them now.
Not only that, but like every episode right before we check the number, so it's right on the in the audio. And as soon as you said 101, I was like, oh, we didn't do that.
Right, exactly.
That's funny. All right, guys, so last episode, we spun the wheel for Category N. We got In / Spectre or In Space Spectre.
In Spectre-y.
Yeah, they put the R in front of the E for some reason. Before I get to the wiki, apparently on the wiki, it says that it's also known as Invented Inference. And you question, like, that. Why does it have two different English names? I would assume it's because their words, their language is very meaningful and has double meanings. Double, triple, quadruple meanings. Every word has many different meanings. So whatever the Japanese word is, you know, I haven't heard it. I can't pronounce it. But it probably has a second meaning, and that's what it is, I would assume.
Well, it's in Japanese right there. Read it.
Yeah, right. the weird lines put together. Let me read that. It's a 2011 Japanese novel published by this guy, written by a different guy, then illustrations by a third guy, and not since even volume two, not even, by a fourth guy.
Not even attempting the names.
No, huh? There's too many. I was about to, I was really close, and I was like, I'm going to be reading at least three names, and then I read the sentence further, and there's a fourth guy. So, a lot of people involved in this. Manga adaptation, which, it's so weird that they make novels and light novels with art and words like a manga, but since they get released in books, sometimes you'll then have a manga adaptation of it when you can just break it up and release it as a manga, but whatever. Written by another guy, the manga adaptation, and serialized since April 2015 in Shonen Manga, blah, blah, blah. 2019, it came out. 2020, I'm sorry, it came out as an anime.
I was wondering.
There's too much for me to go through. A second season has been announced, which makes sense because the art on the wiki shows the main, it wasn't even the main antagonist. But it was someone they had to fight, has that character in a different outfit that we haven't seen. So that, it does make sense.
Yeah, that's true. That's weird that they put her on the cover. That makes me think it's a manga.
Yeah.
One of the manga covers.
Yeah. But they said a second season for the anime was announced. So.
And I was wondering if this was 2020 release because this was, felt new.
It did feel new. Which is sad because it was terrible.
This show loved to talk
about nothing.
And talk.
The show, 90% of the show is explanation for the sake of explaining things. And most of it is theories that they don't even have proof of, and they're just assuming things and coming up with theories. It's f***ing terrible.
And talk.
It's so bad.
Alright, get into the premise.
They're in a world with ghosts, but not all ghosts. I haven't really been on the pieces together. I think that ghosts are ghosts, and yokais are also ghosts, but they're not ghosts in the sense that they're humans.
No, yokais are
sometimes
watched.
They can.
Yokais are watched.
Stop it. But like there's all different kinds of yokais, and they are ghosts, but I don't think all of them are reincarnations of humans that have died.
I think
some of them just are.
Some of them are just monsters.
Yeah, I think some of them are reincarnations of humans that have died, which is it's really weird and blurry as far as that goes. Anyway, they live in a world that has them, and there's a girl and a guy. And the girl is 17. She looks like she's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 13. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she has one leg and one eye.
Like, for reasons.
For reasons. I guess we'll get into that at some point. And she is, like, the in-between person for the yokai and humans. I forget the word they used.
She's the princess.
Did they use princess?
She's the lady of the spirits.
Okay. Yeah, but she's essentially their human goddess that they go to, and she fixes things for them.
She's their counselor, essentially. Yeah. She fixes, she judges.
Therapist at times.
Therapist. She judges everything, you know, if something happens, she fixes it. She's gotta fight ghosts and stuff.
And then the guy, who is early 20s, I would assume. They don't really get into
it. He's in college.
Well, yeah.
She's 17 at the start of the anime, and he's in college at the start of the anime.
Yes.
Because there's only 12 or 13 episodes in this, and they go through, like, what, 4 years or some shit like that? Yeah.
Well, they go backwards.
Well, no. When they're fighting that thing, at one point she mentions she's 20.
Does she?
Yes.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, they skip ahead.
Oh, my God. Changes things a little bit.
When they go into the fight Steel Bar Lady, I forget.
Steel Lady Namase. I only know that because I just watched the last two episodes.
And because they probably said it a thousand times.
Just to save time. Or use time, I should say.
Yeah, well, Namase, lady. When they got to her, it's been at least 3 okay. years.
You know, oh, real quick, we'll get to his powers and his weird quirks in a second. On the cover art, it shows like almost like black flames surrounding his left arm.
Mm.
Almost, I don't really want to say the fire or not because I don't know, but they almost looks like black flames surrounding it. That doesn't use that any power that looks like that at all in the entire show.
No,
all he does is die and come back to life.
Well, anyway, the premise is these two are. Well, she forces herself into a relationship with him.
And forces herself into a business relationship with him.
Yeah, both. And now they're both handle demons and stuff.
They're essentially detectives.
Yeah, I guess.
Something happens, they go figure out what's happening, and they solve
it. I guess. There's only two cases in this show. We'll get to that in a moment.
Well, he has certain powers, because age 11, he was forced to eat two different yokais. One was a mermaid, and one was something else.
It was like a lamb llama thing that can see the future.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, so the mermaid makes him immortal. He can't die from wounds, supposedly.
Right.
And age, but the other power that lets him see the futures counteracted the mermaid a little bit, so he is aging.
Oh, yeah. And the other power grants him ability to see the future.
Only.
Only if he's willing to die.
Yeah, he has to die first.
Well, no, that's not true.
Yeah, it did seem like he could do it if he was in the right headspace.
He dies every time he chooses a future, because he doesn't see the future. He picks a future and makes it happen. Mm-hmm. So,
when he dies, he sort of sees all the different futures, right, but he picks the one he wants.
He picks the one he wants, and once he does, he's supposed to die. That's how the power works.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how the power's supposed to work. And with the creatures, they see future one time, they pick the future they want, and then they die.
Mm-hmm.
But since he's immortal, he dies, and he comes back to life, die, comes back to life. Mm-hmm. So he's a superhero.
Yeah, essentially.
That punches ghosts.
So that's how he got his powers. How did she become the princess?
Well, she was kidnapped when she was, like, 8.
By these cute little yokais.
And they chopped off her leg pulled out her eye.
They asked her to be the princess, and I think she agreed.
She agreed.
And then they did that.
And then they chopped off her leg and pulled out her eye, because that's how you become a princess.
Yeah, some sort of legend says if you have one eye and one leg, then supposedly you'll probably be this or that.
You're closer to gods.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Because they were like, probably you'll be closer to gods. They were very, really clear on the ambiguity of those.
But to be fair, after she lost her leg and her eye, she was able to punch ghosts.
Yeah. And see them all the time, which is super weird because apparently, obviously, she sees ghosts all the time. And I would assume it was from that, what happened, right? Eye and the leg and all that jazz. But then the main guy, I forget his name, his ex, who's a detective, sees them all the time, too.
Yeah.
And there's no explanation for that.
Her name's Saki, and I don't remember that because it's named after alcohol.
Yeah, they didn't explain why she could see him all the time. They could have really easily explained it off as she spent so much time to the main character that, a very small amount of his power rubbed off on her. But they didn't.
For a show that loves to explain its everything, it doesn't explain anything.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Like I said, all the explanation is theories and things. And a lot of those theories and the explanation she provides, she just makes up.
It's all lies. It's all wrong. Yeah.
Almost all of it.
Yep.
Very few of it. And they do show some of it that she'll, like, talk to yokais that were on the scene when something happened, and she gets the information that way. She says that sometimes, but most of it is just made up.
So,
and they go with it, and it works.
And, you know, the show's bad on its own.
It is.
But the comedy makes it worse.
You see, what do you mean by the comedy? Because I actually found some of that mildly enjoyable. And I mean some of it, and I mean mildly. Like, it wasn't hilarious, but some of it was a little funny.
Their portrayal of this girl who is just hungry for this guy.
Yeah, I actually like some of that. It's so funny. It's terrible, but it's so in your face, and it's most of the time is at the worst time. Like, you don't expect it, and it happens. Oh, man. Like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to get back to the apartment so I can ride your banana or something like that.
Yeah.
Something to that effect. It wasn't quite that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Where'd that come from?
She mentions it a lot.
A lot up until, like, episode 8, and then almost none of it for, like, 2 or 3 episodes. And then it just comes right back at you.
That's because for 2 or 3 episodes, they explain the goddamn mystery.
Constantly. For 20 minutes in each episode. It's so bad.
I'm going to tell you right now, from episode 5 to 12, no, 5 to the end, there's two
they're
mysteries.
They're sitting in a car and talking for at least 2 episodes.
There's 2 mysteries in this. In the second one, they spend 6-7 episodes just talking about this goddamn mystery.
It's so bad.
And nothing really gets solved, ever. They solve it by lying, which we'll get to. But my God, nothing happened for seven episodes. You in particular hate episodic episodes.
Oh.
But my God, I would have killed for an episodic episode.
It would have been better than this.
Because they focused on one story for seven episodes, and it was unbearable.
So much. It could have been done in two or three
episodes. It could have been done in two episodes.
Easily.
There was no reason for it.
So bad. So the first investigation was a body that got dropped in a marsh, a bog, some sort of swamp type area.
And this was like two episodes. This was fine.
As far as in and out, I didn't like it, but it was a lot better than the second one.
As far as just a story goes, you know.
And they explain and come up with things like they did in the other
one. But, like, if they would have done that for the whole season show, it wouldn't
be... Two episodes here.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been so unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so there's this giant snake that watches over a bog or something, or a swamp, and he's...
He's a god. Serpent.
Well, he was once worshipped as a god, but he's not actual god. He mentions that himself. And he doesn't like that there was a body dropped in his swamp.
Yes.
Because it's dirty.
And that's where he gets food.
And that's where he eats and drinks and stuff. So, yeah. So he goes to the princess, the one-eyed, one-leg girl. You know, and as once
request for help.
And once a... No, he doesn't. He wants an explanation for why this happened.
Oh, you're right.
He doesn't ask.
You know what's funny is she comes and sits down and listens to him, and then she starts explaining and figures it out just sitting there. She doesn't leave. She figures it out by sitting there and talking to him. It's fucking terrible.
Well, I was under the impression that she already
did the investigation and all that. And they showed a little bit of that in this one, but not enough to. Solve it.
And that's what happens. She goes somewhere. She listens to the spirits cry for a few minutes. The spirits argue with her theories. And then she explains it to their satisfaction. And that's the end.
Mm-hmm. Except for the second one. The second one takes a lot longer.
Except for the second story, which is a convoluted story mess.
Yeah, it's hard to really get into it. So we'll just... I would rather just say what actually happened, to the best of our knowledge.
The main guy character, has a sister?
Cousin.
Who has the same powers as him.
Yes.
And for some reason, she wants to become normal. And she thinks the only way to do that is to create a god. So what she did is she created a spirit by using the imaginations of...
Everyone on the internet. Everyone believed it enough that it became real.
It's in our lore and stuff. It's called a tulpa.
Yeah.
And they just said spirit of imagination. It's not a real spirit. It's created by everyone's imagination.
Yes.
And the internet.
Yeah, well, the internet spread it.
Right, so it's the internet's fault, as usual. But, so, she creates this as this spirit that's killing people, just as a test run and stuff like that. And then the other two come in and are trying to stop her, and then they rope in the ex-girlfriend because she's a cop there, and one of the detectives gets murdered.
She's a terrible cop, by the way. My God.
To be fair, I think she's only a traffic cop.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Because that's all we've seen her doing. She's not a detective.
That's fair. That's probably very fair.
So,
but still, you're a cop at the very least. Like, she's always like super scared of the yokai. And in the beginning, sure, you're scared of ghosts. But once you start seeing them all the time, and you still like get violently ill when you think about it, like it's just, come on.
That's a little much. You'd be a little scared if there's a giant skeleton hovering over your.
That's a little okay. That was fine at the end. I'd be a little scared then too. Yeah, so she creates it, and then they eventually solve it, but they solved it by him fighting the Steel Lady Namase, which is the ghost that they made up.
Which is a woman with a steel beam with, like, a black face and a corset.
Yeah, busty.
Yeah.
They talk about that a lot.
I think they made the character specifically so they could talk about it a lot.
Yes. Well, he's fighting her, the main guy, and he's dying left and right, and he's getting damage in on her, and he's picking new threads, futures, whatever. And the main girl, the princess, and his ex are sitting in a car for minimum two episodes. This is the height of the arc, by the way. This is after, like, five episodes of bullshit.
No, they're not just sitting in the car. They're sitting in the car, online.
I was going to get to that.
Arguing what is essentially a Reddit thread.
Essentially, it's a forum.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And she's the admin of the forum. So, yes, a Reddit.
Well,
not just a Reddit thread, but a Reddit subreddit.
She's not the admin. Was the admin. And so they killed the spirit by making enough people believe that it is not
Yeah, they real. Put a couple different theories out there, so enough people disbelieved it, and then he could kill her.
So, but what they, what she ended up doing is making everybody believe that this poor girl who was killed by a steel beam is still alive out there being a criminal.
Well, it's better than the alternative. It's just a ghost murdering people.
It's slander.
It is, but it's better than the alternative.
I guess.
Got the job done.
I guess. But it's just, it's messed up all around, honestly.
The whole show's, it's ear grating. Like, it, like, nails on a chalkboard.
I mean, it's like...
The art's nice.
It's like we have...
That's it.
We have one mystery here. How do we stretch this out for 13 episodes? God. We really like to steal something namaste.
And we see a lot of this, the over-explanation, for the sake of over-explaining. We see a lot of this in little microchasms in anime. Little tiny bits of this we see in anime all over the place. But this was the first one, which was just the whole... show was that, and it's so bad.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be a mystery, I thought. So, you know, there's an element where your viewers are supposed to try to figure it out from the start.
Or this is my issue with that one. Was it? It wasn't Gossip. It was the one with the oh my god, this is terrible. We're gonna have to cut out like a minute. Sherlock Holmes one, remember that?
I only remember Gossip.
Like a library, and maybe I don't think that was Gossip. Anyway, there was like essentially a Sherlock Holmes one where the girl kind of figured everything out.
That was Gossip.
Was it? Anyway, my issue is that they don't let you wonder. They just tell you. And they're like, oh, that's not really it. This is it. 2 minutes later, oh, that wasn't really it. This is it. They don't ever let you try to figure anything out and then show it to you. They just tell it to you. I hate that.
But this, at least in those other ones that we did watch, there was some element of it leading up to mysteries where you could figure it out.
Yeah, they weren't as bad as this.
Yeah, no, this one is just explanation after explanation after explanation after explanation.
Someone else brings up an idea after they explain something, like, oh, yeah, well, then this one really makes sense.
And then...
And that's that over and over.
And then half the time the explanations make no fucking sense.
None of it made any sense. It was dumb.
It was bullcrap. And then... So, my biggest problem with the comedy is that...
It's out of place. 100% it's out of place. It doesn't fit in.
It's not out of place as much... Well, it is out of place, but in the sense that it's out of character.
Yeah, she's got, like, two minds. You flip a coin, and either she wants his dick, or she wants to solve this case.
Right.
That's her only personality traits.
They're not melded together. It's like they wrote two different characters and said, and made one person, and it's not good.
What is really funny, we talked about it earlier, how she kind of forced him into these relationships with her, the business and the personal one. It's kind of funny, or maybe not funny, ironic, irony, something like that. But towards the end of it, he likes it. He's not 100% in, but he's holding her hand.
Yeah.
He says she's my girlfriend.
But he was in it from the start, really. He wasn't letting her
do anything. Very beginning.
He wouldn't let her like go on stuff, do stuff by herself.
She would say, I'm going to this bog with this giant snake. And he would say, all right, go off on it. But then he'd follow her.
Yeah, but the relationship is weird because the whole Lolly thing is weird in anime, but it's even more egregious. We mentioned this in our Plunder review, when the main character looks like a guy standing next to this...
A child.
Child. If you're going to do it, at least make the optics look right, but it just looks bad.
He looks like a man, and she looks like a child.
She looks like a child. Make her look like a woman, you know?
At least a little bit. Come on.
Right.
They didn't go... Now, the only thing I would say to their credit is they didn't go the Ichi route. They didn't make it over-sexualized in... It was over-sexualized from listening to it, from what she was saying, but visually it wasn't. You never looked down her shirt, you never looked up her skirt, like, it wasn't any of that, and that's all over the place.
They showed up her skirt a lot, but it was weird. They were always showing her artificial leg.
Yes, and it like, no panty shot, it was just her leg detached. It wasn't risque.
It was like they didn't trust that their explanation was good enough that she didn't have a leg. It was
they
weird.
Had to keep showing it.
Over and over again. It's like...
And there was one scene when she's sitting on the bed with her leg off and her eye out, and they did a really poor job of showing what your eye looks like if you don't have one. It looks more sunken in. The way they drew it was literally just the color of the eye gone and its blackness. It looks sunken in when it's like that. I've seen people without eyes.
Right.
So they did a poor job there.
This one was just particularly... I don't want to say it...
It was tough to watch,
that's
for sure.
It was tough to watch, but it just was bad at what it does.
It was really bad at what it wanted to do.
Yeah, which
none of it succeeded.
When we usually watch anime, it's usually the stuff around the things they want to do that's bad. But
this was everything and the main thing.
This was
it
just,
wanted to be an inspection, discovery type show, and it just wasn't that.
Like you said, the only thing they got right was the art.
Yeah, the art was fine. The music, I don't even remember the music.
No.
It was forgettable.
I know, it wasn't that great.
Voice acting, I guess, was fine.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing was, but, you know, blaringly bad.
For a show in 2020, if you don't have some quality behind it...
I never would have watched this past the first episode if it wasn't for watching this for the podcast.
Right, no, there's gotta be... The quality is just not enough in this day and age.
You need more. I'm almost done Fire Force, the second season, and I was watching that while I was watching this. And then, like, that shows that I like anime. I love it. This is that bad. Like, really bad. I never would have watched this.
No.
So I'm going to rank it as far as... do we do this? We do the score after. No, we do the score before.
We do the score.
Is there anything else we want to talk about?
No, it's not worth our time.
I'm going to say I'm putting this up against other mystery-type shows and detective-type shows, and it's far below average.
Oh, yeah.
It's just bad.
I was
maybe a 3 or 4.
I was thinking 4, but I was leaning it's down to so 3. Bad, yeah, I think I'm thinking.
Like, 4 is closer to average.
I think I'm going to 3, yeah, actually.
Yeah, same 3.
I mean, but it's not.
It's not the worst thing I've ever seen. You can have it on and do something else.
Yeah.
But then you're missing 90% of it, which is probably a good thing, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. They're going to change the...
Yeah, you just need to see the last 5 minutes and the first 5 minutes of every episode, and then you got the story.
Yeah.
So what else was in I?
Oh, man, I's a hard one. I think I was Irohito, the intrigue into the Batima.
Oh, wow. It's the Japanese sword one.
Yeah, so there was that one, because I has all those weird name ones that we, is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon?
That was okay. Compared to this, that was okay.
In comparison, yes. And there's one more. Aria.
Oh, the sword girl?
No, it was like 3 episodes space.
Oh, no, okay, I remember. I didn't like that, but it was short.
Yeah, I mean...
So I'm going to have to go...
Intrigue into the Batsuma.
Yes.
Is it safe to pick up Dawn Girls?
That, Aria, Intrigue, and then this. This was so bad. I didn't like Intrigue at all, but this was way worse.
No, I think Intrigue was decent.
Maybe, but I remember it sucking.
I think you're confusing it with Tamari Princess.
No, I don't think so. That's the one with the water swordsmanship, right? Am I wrong?
It's samurais.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But it was the,
he had some sort of water thing.
What? It was the one with the plays.
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't like it that much, but this is worse, for sure.
Yeah, this was worse. I think I liked Intrigue more than I like Is It Safe to Pick Up Dungeon. I just had so much problems with that one.
Well, the only reason why Iris is so high is because it was so small.
Well, yeah, I mean...
That trumps, for me, the 25 episodes that Intrigue was.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to go Intrigue, though. Is It Safe, Iria.
That's fine.
Because I didn't like Intrigue, but samurai thing, and it got crazy at the end with the magic and stuff.
Yes.
So...
Alright, so we are spitting for Category J, and it only has 13 things in it. So, R3 or 4? How many? There was 13, and then we added ours.
Yeah, there's...
TJ's choice, Sean's choice,
Sean's pick, there's pick, 4 of us, and other, so that's 5, so there's 18 things.
Well, 4 and then other, so 5, yeah.
Yeah.
But you said that.
Turn the volume up. Turn it up. You can turn it down when the click it happens.
You know what? I'm gonna leave it on this time.
You gotta leave it on this time.
Don't tell me what to do. Oh, we passed JoJo's. But we got Sean's pick, which means we're not spinning again. I don't give a shit what. It's going to JoJo, because you gotta watch it. Oh, I gotta get that off. Jesus, that's loud.
You're gonna make me watch JoJo. I hated that.
That's never being
put. I'm gonna put this out here. You get an anime in any letter, in any category.
Yeah, I know.
And you're gonna suffer with JoJo?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. The only issue is that I've clicked a couple of the other things in here. None of it looks good, so I really don't want to spin again.
But... I also looked all through all of it. None of it's super long.
How about this? We spin again, and if I hate it, I get veto power, JoJo.
No, because here's the problem with that. We did that with D when you did this with Death Note, and then we felt bad for spinning, and now we're doing Domestic Girlfriend.
It's JoJo then.
Okay.
All right, guys. I brought it up for a f***ing reason, so you can look at it like we normally do.
I can't believe you're wasting a pick on a JoJo.
JoJo's not... The first season's good.
Yeah, but you can pick...
It's weird, and it's out there, but it's good.
Any pick... It's how rare is it to get any pick in any letter?
And look how small it is. Ooh, I didn't know it was that small. That's fantastic. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. It's 7 episodes, and then Timeline Special episodes 1 through 3. I think we should watch them all just to do it. It's 10 episodes.
Whatever.
I cannot believe it's only 7 episodes. Is that right?
It's your pick, I guess.
Is that right? Pause. All right, guys. So it's my pick. We didn't actually spin on JoJo's Bizarre Adventure 2000. I guess I messed up when I put it in the wheel. But maybe not, because 2000 is probably the first one that came out. I just don't know if it has any relation with the rest of it. But since it's my pick, I'm picking the one I want to watch, which is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Phantom Blood. As far as I know, you could start from right there in the series. I've watched this. I watched it all. So you don't need to know anything else to watch this. It's all going to be explained.
Just for the record, it's not 10 episodes, it's 26 episodes.
It is 26 episodes. That's a lot.
It is
action,
a lot.
Adventure, shonen, supernatural. None of the bad tags. Supernatural maybe a little, but none of the bad tags.
It doesn't matter. I know what the show's about. I know it's going to be bad for me.
Well, it's not a Gundam.
No, but
he was like trying to convince me off mic. He's like, are you sure?
I really didn't want to do JoJo.
All right, guys. Next episode, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Phantom Blood.
Bye.